This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending the 23rd of February 2018. Doing this one on Saturday the 24th. I just returned from Acapulco in Acapulco, Mexico. The subtitle for this week's episode is Stagnant Silver, Putting That to Work for You. First one up is from Market Watch. Foreign investors cut appetite for treasuries as U.S. set to flog record levels of debt. The subtitle is Foreign Investors Are Pulling Back from Debt Auctions When a Record Amount of Issuance is Set to Arrive on the Bond Market. I go through this almost every week, but it is one of the most important points of the financial system and the crisis that we are basically unwinding as I speak. And it's my strong opinion and many others that we never really recovered from the financial crisis of 2008, which was debt based primarily on subprime mortgages. And the only thing that saved that system was that the powers that be, Federal Reserve specifically, came in and made bad mortgages tradable to good U.S. debt. Give me your bad mortgages, I'll put it on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. They're worthless, well, a lot of them, and we'll give you these great treasury bills that everybody accepts, trusts, and believes is a risk-free investment. Hardly the case. Let's just go back to economics 101, and that is when there's ever a great amount of something that loses value. For example, if there was an oversupply of a certain automobile, I mean, way huge oversupply, that automobile would drop in value because there were so many that it would not maintain a high price. Same thing with almost anything in real economics in a true free market. So if you have an unbelievable amount of quote unquote U.S. bonds or sovereign debt, the value is actually going to decrease. That's not the case that we're witnessing now. We've seen about a 35-year bull market in the bonds, which means that the value of the bonds are perceived to be or have actually been higher and higher over time. Yet, we've probably seen a peak in the bond market, and we are starting to see pressure on interest rates to move up, which means bond prices coming down. What I'm trying to convey is that even in the mainstream, like Market Watch, is starting to face the fact that people debate over whether or not they have enough U.S. debt, and if they do, leave it up to the next buyer to go ahead and buy it. This is why you will see in the future more and more retirement plans, SEPs, IRAs, those type of things that will demand part of your retirement savings go in to buy the U.S. bond, because there's really the running out of buyers. So I'll stop there and move on to the next article. Again, returning from Acapulco, a lot of the event revolved around the cryptocurrency world. I'd say two-thirds of the booths that were there at the event had to do with some type of Bitcoin or Bitcoin game or Bitcoin offshoot or some cryptocurrency. And I'll get to that later in this weekly wrap-up or update. Right now, the next article up is from Reuters. Venezuela aims for crypto alchemy with new quote-unquote petrogold token. Caracas from Reuters. Venezuela is preparing a new cryptocurrency called petrogold. That will be backed by precious metals, according to President Nicolas Maduro, said on Wednesday, the day after launching an oil-backed token that has been panned as a pipe dream by blockchain experts. Certainly saying something and doing it is two different things. This remains to be determined. I'm pretty much in line with what Reuters has to say about this situation where he's saying it, but let's see if they really pull it off. This is another article from Our Finite World. Rising interest rates is like starting a fission chain reaction. I will not read the entire article. It's well written. It has to do with what happens when you raise interest rates and what that makes available to the average on the street person, which means as costs are higher for financial instruments, et cetera. In other words, a change in interest rates. Then it costs more food and energy primarily, which is kind of interesting since the CPI has removed food and energy for a very long time, the two most critical things needed by humanity. Again, I think this article is well done. It's pretty standard for an Austrian school type of analysis or performance or take on this market. But I think it goes deeper than that. I think that since the crisis of 2008, that a lot of people basically were wiped out or nearly so, and have changed their jobs because they had to, left their homes because they had to, and they've never really come all the way back into the mainstream place that they were before the 2008 housing crisis. So a lot of people basically are just getting by, and this change in interest rates really won't affect them that much because so many have left the workforce. Although, you know, the current administration talks about the unemployment rate at all. If you really look at the facts, the labor participation rate, and what's really going on in the economy, that's far from the truth. The point is that people just do not have the money to spend, generally speaking. And those that do, like a lot of corporate balance sheets are flush with cash, they're afraid to expand because there really isn't the market there. If you're going to expand and they have a product line and you're going to increase the product, there isn't the robust enough economy to buy that product, then why would you expand? So this is a very simplified version. I don't want to go on it. I think anyone that's interested in learning, you know, the truth behind the economic scene would certainly be well off by reading Our Finite World from time to time, and I'll leave it at that. Again, a lot to do with the cryptocurrency world. That's primarily what's in the forefront of the financial markets. Again, a Reuters article, computer shops embrace lucrative business, outfitting cryptocurrency miners. This brings to mind something that anyone in the gold and silver space has been around for a while is well familiar with, and that is during the gold rush in California in the 1840s, 1849. The people that made off the best were the guys that supplied the picks, the shovels, the pans, the rope, etc., to the miners. In other words, the suppliers that were providing the needs of those that were going to strike it rich by mining gold. And here again with this article, it reminds me of that story that here Reuters reports some of the biggest electronic bazaars in Asia are being flooded with customers looking for the latest piece of technology, cryptocurrency mining rigs. So these guys are happy to supply them that equipment. They've got no risk. They just have a profit when they supply it, either by selling it or leasing it. And people that have the risk, of course, are the miners themselves. So just something I thought I'd bring up. So I take the rest of the time to talk about Silverback Crypto, which I've been doing here for a few weeks. I did an interview recently. It should be posted probably the beginning of the week of the 26th, a few days from now. There was Lode was at the crypto on Anarchapoco, along with a lot of other cryptos, as I mentioned. The way to get to this website is here on the screen. Those that are listening to the podcast, it's ag.lode.one. So the periodic symbol for silver, AG, decimal Lode, L-O-D-E, decimal 1-O-N-E. Type that into your browser and you will come to the website. And here it is, ag.lode.one, cryptographic silver monetary system. And you can just register, and registering just provides you with the ability to get on their newsletter service, basically. That's what you want to do. I would not recommend to anybody that you participate at this level, but you could. And that's why I'm bringing it up to for everyone to determine for themselves. But the early adopters, the founders, if you will, that pledge silver to the program, over time have the opportunity, but not the guarantee, to receive rewards in silver. So if you have some silver that's, let's just say, stagnating. In other words, it really hasn't done much for a few years, as we all know, and you're willing to risk that, you have the opportunity to do so, and you could, over time, reap some reward. So I won't go into more detail than that. I think it's best for everyone to determine that for themselves. Certainly, I would never recommend going all in. In other words, you know, moving a great amount of your silver. If you have a fairly significant stack, you want to put some at risk that made you comfortable as far as a risk-reward profile was concerned, something to consider. It's the first cryptographic silver monetary system using a blockchain architecture that will enable creation and distribution of two tokenized assets, each representing a unique relationship to silver bullion. One is the Lode coin, which is, again, because of the people that funded the project. And then the AGX coin, which is AG with an X, AGX coin, and that is a token that will be redeemable in physical silver. It's based on grams of silver, just like gold money is based on grams of gold. Here's the Lode coin, and you can read this for yourselves, the AGX coin. And I know I'm doing this. So this is, again, sign up for the newsletter. This is what I suggest that you do if you're interested. Just come in, give them a name, phone number, you know, email. I think you can just put in zeros there for the phone number if you're not so inclined to do it. You're not a robot. Send it off. Get on our email list. You'll learn more as this progresses. The white paper is not out yet, although there is a paper out that describes it in detail. And this paper is called Due Diligence and Estimate Pricing Report for the Load Association. I'm certainly going to read this to you. It's a 46-page document, but this is available, I believe, off of the website. I'm not certain of that. It was sent to me so I could read it in its entirety. Anyway, I do know these guys. I trust them. This has been in work for quite some time. When is the launch date? I don't know. The estimate is to be by the end of summer. Again, it's something that I want you to know about, but not necessarily participate in. That's an individual choice. But it is something that's come to the fore, as many of us have predicted, that once the blockchain got established, you would see gold-backed crypto, silver-backed crypto, precious metals-backed crypto. There is a cobalt situation that's in the DRC, and it's a cryptographic chain for cobalt mining. So there is certainly applications to real assets in this blockchain distributed ledger technology, and I'm favorable to that. And I'll leave it at that. It's been a long week. It was a great time in Acapulco. Lots of new friends, lots of learning, lots of thought-provoking comments and commentary and lectures there. But again, I'm glad to be back and back in front of these computer screens doing what I consider to be my duty, which is to pass this information on to you. And I'll be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.